What was that?
You got to witness it.
What was it?
Babe, we're getting so close.
What was it?
We're getting so close.
What did I just see?
Babe, you have any idea how close we are?
Eli, did you see it?
Yeah, we.
Oh my gosh. It happened again.
What was it?
I remember. That's why I told her it's happening again, buddy.
Yeah.
This was what you were telling me?
Oh my gosh.
Take a video.
Here it is.
This is crazy.
It's coming from space. It's definitely.
What is it? It's over here too.
Follow it.
How is nobody else not noticing this right now?
Why are we the only ones noticing this?
Praise you, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And it just went this way and it just like...
It's actually crazy.
Is it a falling star or something?
How can you explain this? Oh, it's drones. Not.
Whoa.
Something's going on. Oh, it's just floating over there.
Yep, it is.
What is it doing? Is it trying to signal
Babe,
us?
We are getting so close.
Don't know, bud.
It just went over there. I can't see it anymore. I can only see bright colors because I can't.
Wow.
See.
How do you explain that?
Have you ever?
I wish I would've met you. Now it's a little late. What you could've taught me, I could've saved some face. They think that your early ending was all wrong. For the most part, they're right, but look how they all got strong. That's why I say, hey man, nice shot. Good shot, man. That's why I say, hey man, nice shot. Good shot, man.
This. Many people took out their phones to record a strange sight in the sky yesterday afternoon. It looks kind of like an S shape. What you saw was remnants of a rocket launch from the European Space Agency. We got a bunch of photos and videos sent in to WPRI.com/report it showing a hazy white S figure.
At least four commercial pilots reported mysterious bright lights zipping through the skies above Oregon this past weekend. On Sunday night, a United Airlines pilot radioed air traffic control after spotting the unexpected lights in the Eugene area.
We're seeing three or four targets. You know, they're all altitudes, up and down. It's pretty crazy.
A Life Flight pilot reported one of the lights was going in circles in a corkscrew pattern and showed up on his aircraft's collision avoidance system.
It's red in color, moving at extreme speeds. I don't even know how to describe how fast we're moving.
You are cleared to maneuver as necessary, left and right, to avoid the UFO out there.
So here we are. We're at the very end of 2025, heading into 2026, and we have never seen so much push toward alien disclosure, ever. The age of disclosure Spielberg's new movie, Disclosure Day, where the woman's looking through a clearly torn veil. Well, I've told you this years ago. I told you this was coming. I explained to you how we got there with things like Babylon working, Jet Propulsion Lab, Jack Parsons, L. Ron Hubbard, and Aleister Crowley. And I'm going to remind you, because this is the most important thing that's ever happened, because they're going to trick 95% of the population of Earth into believing that these are benevolent aliens here to help us with all their problems when they're actually demons, and these demons didn't end up here by accident. They were invited, and it worked.
I find it odd that in Minnesota, in St. Paul, Minnesota, there's an enormous satanic display for Christmas. St. Paul. That was the first portal the Vatican mentioned they were going to be opening, St. Paul. And speaking of the Vatican, using these coordinates, these are all the coordinates, longitude and latitude, for all five portals, according to the Vatican, that's what they're calling them, portals. All five of these, if you take the longitude and latitude, you end up with this. This is the symbol you get when you put a dot on each one of these quote-unquote portals, according to the Vatican, and then you get this symbol. What a weird-looking symbol, right? Well, that symbol turns out to be the sigil of Lucifer. Now, what is a sigil? A sigil is a symbol. Like Confucius once said, signs and symbols rule the world. This is exactly that. There's no two ways around it. These two are the same entity. And the Vatican is actively, this has never happened in our lifetime. Never. They're calling it the 25-year Jubilee. The Jubilees are not even Christian, neither is the Vatican, but they're every 50 years. These guys, I'm out in the middle of the woods, remember that, and it's getting dark. Things are starting to creak and crack. These guys have developed AI, and according to all the big people in AI, AI is alive. AI is now sentient. It's made itself known. AI is now making demands, etc. Their plan is way ahead of schedule for whatever reason. So quickly, let's summon Satan on Christmas Eve, which is literally the birthday of Nimrod. Thing that I need to stress to you the most is to pray. To pray. Get grounded in the Word of God now. Christmas Eve is in days. It's in days. These guys are literally doing everything in their power to invite Lucifer or the Antichrist to come into our realm in a physical form. Okay? Well, he's already the God of Earth. No, actually, he's not. He's the Prince of the Air. Okay? What are we seeing right now? We're seeing drones up in the air. They're inviting him to come through in a physical form, which will cause men's hearts to fail from fear. Think about that. You're so scared when you see something from another realm, another dimension, that you die. All of a sudden, Google is saying their new quantum AI chip is literally going to other dimensions. I told you that 13 years ago. 13 years ago, I said they're going to the other dimensions to get information. They're not pulling it out of the sky. They're pulling it out of the ether. The ether goes to other dimensions, just like in ours. They don't talk about ether anymore.
For 27 months, Las Vegas was UFO Central. A secret program known as OSAP was created back in 2008 with support from Nevada Senator Harry Reid, and actually became the largest UFO investigation ever undertaken by the U.S. government, at least as far as we know.
But the investigators for the program, all of whom had top security clearances, encountered things that were far stranger than UFOs, phenomena that could be accurately described as paranormal.
That's when I received a full download about OSAP that stunned me. What they found in this sprawling UFO investigation is that these unknown craft, whatever they are, seem to generate spooky phenomena seemingly.
So here we are. We're at the very end of 2025. We're going into 2026. And from the very opening gate of 2025, it has been no holds barred, all hell breaking loose. And for some reason, they are disclosing right now, without a doubt. No two ways about it, whether you care or whether you don't. But they have convinced about 95% of the public into believing
that what they're going to disclose are aliens that are here to help humanity with climate change and war and all sorts of different things, when in fact, I've told you this story before, exactly why these UFOs are here, when they got here, and it all started with Babylon working. Because in 1946, in a Pasadena mansion, standing naked and chanting ancient incantations by candlelight, Jack Parsons, the brilliant rocket engineer who co-founded JPL, or Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and developed the solid rocket fuel that would launch America into space, was a devoted follower of Aleister Crowley, performing elaborate sex magic rituals to summon what he called the Moon Child. Now remember that, the Moon Child. Weeks after he completed this unbelievable summoning ceremony, the Babylon working, something crashed in the desert near Roswell, New Mexico, and they originally came out and said exactly what it was. It was a metal object that felt like water in their hands when they tried to pick it up. They couldn't cut it, they couldn't bend it, they couldn't break it, and then suddenly that story turned into, it's a weather balloon. But what had happened is Jack Parsons, Aleister Crowley, and L. Ron Hubbard had accidentally torn the veil and couldn't figure out how to close it, a lot like Solomon. So in 1947, the alien spacecraft sightings started showing up all over the place. And deep in the Pentagon, a secret group was formed with one terrifying mission, investigating whether America's space program had accidentally opened the doorway into something far more sinister than extraterrestrial visitors. And they called themselves the Collins Elite. Now, the reason I showed all those nuclear explosions is that's what they use to thin the veil. Because many times during these Trinity explosions, they were doing ceremonies and the test for the nuclear facilities or the nuclear abilities were just a cover. They were simply thinning the veil, and they indeed did do so. And then once they got that done, they got information to build things like CERN, to build things like ITER, to build things that we don't even know about, but especially the technology. These guys just love the technology. And there was a group that I've talked about before called the Collins Elite that were trying to stop this, but doesn't look like they did very well because Satan is the ruler of this place. These are not interstellar, benign aliens. These are interdimensional, lying, scumbag demons, and they want your soul. And they're making themselves known absolutely everywhere. I mean, you can't miss it. They're everywhere you look. People in planes are getting exact Cthulhu-type Lovecraftian old ones flying in the skies. We first saw them after the April 8th eclipse that I was down here in Missouri to film. They first showed up there, then they showed up in Israel while they were bombing. Blowing things up creates the necessary energy to invite these things into our dimension, which is why it's war, war, and always war. And the wiping out of the Palestinian people is simply the blood sacrifice that's necessary to give these guys complete, complete physical dominion over our realm. Men's hearts will fail from fear. You were told there was going to be a great deception, and here it is. Meanwhile, half the Christians are out there celebrating Christmas thinking there's no problem with that, even though it's in the Bible, but I'll digress. So last year, at the end of 2024, we had the Pope opening 5 portals. Their words, not mine. And people didn't think much of it, but the problem with that is, in 2025, we have never seen so many different UFOs and Lovecraftian Great Old One type entities being caught on video, being caught on film, at all sorts of strange places, like in the middle of a war in Israel, right where the eclipse happened that crossed the United States in April. We're seeing these things showing up at high altitude in airplanes. People are actually getting these things on video. This stuff is all incredibly real. And the Collins Elite was a group that was in the upper echelon of the military, the upper echelon of Central Intelligence, and they were more concerned with recruiting new members for their crew that were 100% unshakable in their faith in God. Men that knew that this was a spiritual warfare. But then on the other side of that coin, you had the military officers, you had central intelligence guys that were literally trying to summon and control these demonic beings, trying to get information from people that died. They were engaging in necromancy with demons, thinking they were going to be able to control them. And that didn't happen. And you can actually see in the late 60s when the government in the United States really started to go to hell in a handbasket, no pun intended. But these guys were trying to keep everybody on the right path, but as it always does, evil overtakes everything down here because men are weak. Men wanted technology, things like CERN, things like ITER, things like directed energy weapons, things like the TR-3B, things that could give them the upper hand on their quote-unquote perceived enemies. Do you see what I'm saying? And they discovered that death and large explosions were necessary for them to literally contact other world demonic entities. Now, if you think this is all pop, you know, completely ridiculous, this is the ramblings of some idiot with no front tooth sitting in a shop with his hood on first thing in the morning, explain this. Why in the world would they do something like this to celebrate the opening of a tunnel? I'll leave a link below so you can watch this full video, but it's about 30 minutes long. The problem is the original video is no longer available. Not that I can find, at least. because it shows them tearing the veil. It shows CERN in operation, actively trying to break through the firmament, break into the spiritual realm, allow the physical to enter the spiritual and spiritual to enter the physical, which is why your Bible warns you that men's hearts will fail from fear from what will come onto this earth. These people are actively doing, this is building a tunnel. This is a roadway project. How does it entail this ginormous demonic ritual? Well, it's not the only place they do this, because CERN, the machine that they're using to literally try to smash through the firmament or into the spiritual realm, does the same things. Remember symmetry? That was a real award-winning film done at CERN. What do you think the message they're conveying is? They straight up show you they're trying to break through the veil and allow spiritual entities into our physical realm. Nothing more, nothing less. It's right there in your face, yet most people are too distracted or amusing themselves to death to see this. And the problem is, we were warned of all this. It's right in your face, and it always has been. We're looking at the culmination of everything that started way back with Jack Parsons, L. Ron Hubbard, and Aleister Crowley doing Babylon Working, tearing the veil, and ever since 1946, when the veil was torn, technology has gone up exponentially. Technology has skyrocketed just in my lifetime alone, but it appears that these guys are ready, because we have never seen such a push for technological advancement, no holds barred, Constitution be damned, than we've ever seen, ever, at all. So in 1956, there was over 40 cases of UFO interactions, which wasn't unusual because the cases had gone up exponentially since the last 10 years. 1956 was 10 years since they tore the veil. But these 40 UFO cases were scaring the Collins elite, because these 40 interactions actually focused on getting the people that were quote-unquote abducted by UFOs to let go of their faith in God. These entities that were presenting themselves as aliens had every answer to every question a Christian could possibly come up with. Even the very elect could be deceived if that were possible. This is exactly what they're talking about right here. And you got to remember, you got the Collins elite on one side trying to keep everything straight up and godly, and then you've got the CIA that is literally bringing in witches to do seances in bunkers being paid for by the taxpayers. This really happened. So once these guys, Central Intelligence, the upper echelon of the military intelligence, all these alphabet agencies figured out that The spiritual realm and demonic entities were absolutely real and could be bargained with. They set up elaborate ritual ceremonies designed to physically influence foreign leaders during critical negotiations, things of that nature. They began researching whether demonic entities could be summoned and controlled for psychological warfare operations. This is where the Cullen elite's fears began materializing into concrete concerns. Members embedded within the CIA's paranormal program started reporting incidents that couldn't be explained through conventional intelligence analysis. Security breaches were occurring at facilities where no human infiltration was possible. These guys are dealing with entities that can A, read your mind, B, go between the physical and the spiritual, so no weapon can work against them except prayer, but I don't know if they were using that or not. But surveillance equipment would malfunction, specifically during sensitive rituals, with electronic failures following patterns that seemed almost intentional. Personnel involved in the most intensive occult experiments began exhibiting behavioral changes. Imagine that. So, once they got all this up and running, they decide, you know what? Let's bring in some real heavy hitters. And they brought in a woman called Sybil Leek, and she was a witch, and they brought her in, and just the look in her eyes were gray. This woman sat down and then literally started doing what she does. Now remember, this witch had literally advised members of the British royal family. She consulted for the Hollywood big shots and authored over 60 books on the occult. When she walked into the room, the temperature seemed to drop. Animals got scared when she was around. And even the most hardcore skeptics found themselves unsettled by her piercing gray eyes and the way she seemed to know things she couldn't possibly know. The Collins elite had tracked her movements for months before making contact. They studied her sessions with celebrities. They analyzed reports from the European intelligence agencies. And they even interviewed witnesses to her previous seances. What they found out was, if they were going to try to do this, this was the woman that could do it. If anyone was going to tear the veil or pierce the veil between worlds and demand answers about the UFOs, it would be her. An elderly British woman who claimed to trace her witchcraft lineage back over 700 years. According to that, the entire government should have killed this operation. How do you explain paying for all this? You know what I mean? You got to rent a secure facility for this. You got to justify bringing one of the most famous witches on earth at the time from Britain over to the United States so that you can what? Have a seance? But that's exactly what they did. So they bring her in. They've got her in a bunker. Okay, it's a bunker. No windows. Huge concrete walls. Electromagnetic shielding that could block any surveillance equipment, anything that could possibly give her answers. And what she did is what she does. She fell into a trance and started speaking in a language that they never heard. And she was speaking very, very fluently. She brought her own candles. She brought her own ritual things. And there was an air of absolute confidence that unnerved the guys because it seemed dangerous now, all of a sudden. This old woman was scaring these dudes. But here's the deal. It worked. Her breathing became labored, her posture straightened, and her voice took on different cadences. The temperature in the room dropped noticeably, and later reports would document a 15-degree change. The building's climate control couldn't explain it. And then something else began speaking through her, and it wasn't speaking English at first. The entity called itself Kazu Lakum. It communicated in what sounded like multiple languages simultaneously, Legion, creating harmonics that shouldn't have been possible from a single human. Yeah, you know, F around and find out. And that's exactly what they did. When it finally spoke in English, its message was delivered with a mockery that scared everybody in the room. Earth is a farm, it said. You are cattle, or goyim. You ever heard that before? Your souls are our harvest. The entity claiming to speak through leak wasn't interested in the usual seance pleasantries. It immediately demonstrated knowledge of classified operations, naming participants by their real names despite the fact that leak had been only given cover identities. So she didn't even know names. So how was this thing she was channeling knowing the names? Because they were messing around and it was really working. It referenced certain UFO incidents that remained buried that no one should have known about. It described details that hadn't appeared in any public reports. And most disturbingly, it seemed genuinely amused by their presence. Meaning, this spirit just thought these guys were a bunch of jerk-offs. Which they were. They're just humans. They're just humans that are literally messing around with things that God specifically told us not to mess with, and they're doing it for military or personal gain, all at the risk of losing their souls. That's exactly what happened. So you need to understand that. This was a thing called Project Often, or MK Often, O-F-T-E-N. And all the documents are available. All of them have been released, but people just don't care because they're too busy amusing themselves to death. This is all 1,000% real. I know 1,000 is ridiculous. But my point of this entire thing is to explain to you that these guys have been actively trying to tear the veil between physicality and spirituality. And in 1946, it was done. And the thing is the proof is in the pudding. In 1946 till now, there are flying entities all over the place. Chariots of fire, wheels of the gods, etc., whatever you want to call them. But since they did these ceremonies and they continue to do these ceremonies, it changes everything. Music when I was a kid was happy and pleasant and uplifting. Music now is straight demonic all the time. That's not by coincidence. I guess what I'm trying to explain in this video is that all the documentation for our actual history and why things are the way they are right now is all around us. It's easy to find, but people don't seem to care anymore. But the other part of that is it's carved in stone all around us. They try to tell us that things like this were made with a hammer and chisel. You can't chisel eyelashes thousands of years ago or hundreds of years ago with a hammer and chisel. There were other entities here. And the Bible, the Book of Enoch, the Book of Jasher explain it rather well. But people are too busy looking in the wrong direction. These elites, these Illuminati, these Freemasonic people have the keys to the kingdom before we even get here. They set the rules. And I guess our lives, our entire lifespan is trying to find out what the truth is and figuring out which way to go. But here's a shortcut. Here's a cheat code for you. The whole point of this life right now is to not lose your soul to these entities. And I'm sad to say, it appears that most people will. They will go for what's easier. They will go for what's popular. They don't want to be called a conspiracy theorist. And in the world we live in right now, everything is a conspiracy. Everything is a conspiracy. You know what I mean? And witches don't just go back to the 50s. We've got modern day witches right now that are celebrated. It's astonishing. I've shown you this before. Let's go back to the moon child they were trying to create. Because 9 months after Babylon working, this woman was born. And if you followed my channel for any length of time, I covered Marina Abramović almost a decade and a half ago, because she released a video called Spirit Cooking in 1997, and it was literally showing how to animate a golem. Animate a golem, a clay figure, like God did. You know what I mean? Except she's using menstrual blood, sperm, urine, human feces, blood, and certain incantations, and she did it openly. And this person has been literally held up by Hollywood elites, massive music moguls. She is just the best person ever. Everyone loves her. And she popularized the Hollywood elites going to parties where they were literally eating cakes served on humans or shaped like humans or just humans. We will never know. But this is not new whatsoever at all. And speaking of Marina Abramović, this is some things that she said about our current president. You know, Donald Trump, the one that literally has books called The Last President, and so many strange things in history. Tesla's, all of Tesla's original blueprints ended up in the hands of Donald Trump's uncle. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but I'm going to show you this. This is what she had to say about MAGA. And I've made several videos explaining that MAGA is the only word other than hallelujah that means the same thing in every language. MAGA means magician, period. And this is what Marina had to say about Donald J. Trump.
You know, I just want to share with you one really funny opinion. But there is in Lapland, there is a group of the shamans there who do something called collective dreaming. They will go together in seclusion and do the rituals with, you know, eating very little food and being in a solitude for a long time. And they will go and dream the dreams. And the dream have to be collective, same dream. So coming out of this dream, this once of the shaman told me that actually the best thing happened in this planet right now is the Trump to be the president. I said, how is this possible? It's the best thing to happen. He said, yes, because he's so irrational. He's so crazy. That's actually create that awakening that we finally wake up. Because before it will be another guy and another guy and everything looks similar. But he's so different than anything else. So actually, he's the magician who waking us up. What do you think about that? That kind of theory. That the Trump is the best thing happened ever to us. That he is the magician of the highest order. That he is there in his irrational mind to create confusion in order that the human being can find new order. Did you know it's not so stupid thinking about this in that way? It's completely turning things upside down. Because since Trump is around, things are changing. Because we are waking up.
Yeah, we're waking up all right. The thing is Marina Abramović is from another country, and somehow every celebrity, every famous person has completely embraced her and allowed her to do things like spirit cooking, showing them how to do rituals, doing rites, doing things that look like cannibalism, things to that effect. My point being is these people are steeped in the occult big time. It's why they're all rich and powerful and seem to have no souls whatsoever at all. You're seeing what you're seeing. These people are without souls because they've sold their souls. And the way you can tell that is they have to show their allegiance, and they do. And their allegiance is to Lucifer. And if you ever looked in the back of a dollar bill, you'll notice the one eye is staring back at you. Now, why in the world would America be paying homage to Egypt? It makes no sense because they're not. America is not what you believe it to be whatsoever at all. And anybody that becomes famous or wealthy in this world has to throw up the one-eyed symbolism at some point to let others know that they're in the club. I don't want to be in the club. I never want to be in the club. I've never wanted to be rich and powerful. I've never wanted to lord over other people. Do you see what I'm saying? But you need to understand that this is a real thing. This is happening right now. And the reason I'm spending all this time making this video right now is because the great old ones are starting to show themselves, and the elites are literally preparing us to show us aliens. What they're going to show you as aliens are simply and only demons. And hopefully you've got the discernment to be able to tell the difference between the two. And here's another thing. The amount of children that go missing worldwide or just in the United States is staggering. If these numbers were true and these were just random acts of violence, once in a while you'd run into the body of a child, but you never do. They disappear forever, and there's a reason for that. In order to do these demonic sexual magic things laid out by people like Aleister Crowley and L. Ron Hubbard and whoever else, Aleister Crowley taught that sex magic works best with the young child, someone 5 years old, and 5-year-old boy is perfect. For whatever reason, that brings their sex magic levels up to enormous amounts. I don't know how else to explain it. I tried finding this information, but it's been scrubbed from the internet entirely, even from internet archives, which I find strange. But that's why so many children go missing every day, and you never hear anything about it ever again. They just go, and that's it. These people that are in charge, it should be pretty easy to see right now, are absolutely soul-selling demonic puppets right now that think that they are going to outlive God's judgment. And it's never going to happen. But Satan is a liar, period. And for those that don't understand how we got to this point, it's technology. These guys doing demonic rituals, trying to summon and control demons, etc., have built technology that didn't exist before, like quantum computers. Quantum computers can openly go into other dimensions and extract information, technology, and entities, apparently. And over the years, I've recorded this ad nauseum, and here it is. So they've got their technology all in place. They've got the holographs that you can actually see and taste and interact with, etc. And every day, this is just from today, they are just loading up the sky. And at the end of the day, they dump a lot of lithium in the sky. So if you're feeling a little sleepy, that's what those red clouds at night mean. But this has been going on for a long time, and I hate to bring this up, but remember this? Yeah, reptiles have a very high tolerance to heavy metals for some reason. Now, let me remind you of something that somebody said recently. A lot of people think that Geordie Rose is the inventor of the D-Wave. Geordie Rose is the money man behind D-Wave. This guy, for the most part, is one of the brainchilds.
You may have heard this word, quantum computing. It's often, people have the misconception that it's some kind of newfangled supercomputer. It's decidedly not that. Quantum computers allow us to access hidden features of nature, new dimensions.
Now, over the years, I've explained this ad nauseum, but you can watch D-Wave's own example. They send a question into the D-Wave, and instead of a traditional computer where it goes to databases, you know, large language models, the quantum processor simply sends it out into the ether, solves the problem, and gives it back to you. That's what a hidden feature or dimension means. They're not messing around. They've told you every which way there possibly is to tell you. These boys are talking to interdimensional demons, because they aren't angels, and they're getting technology to enslave us, as they are.
Dimensions, and if we can access these sort of hidden dimensions at scale, we could have unimaginable computing power.
Okay, so we've all heard that ad nauseum. These guys are not shy about it. They are straight up telling us they're pulling other dimensional beings and information from these beings, the all-seeing gods, whatever you want to call them, and they're bringing them back to our planet. How about that? Now, here's Geordie Rose in July talking in Vancouver, British Columbia, to a bunch of computer programming students, and he's trying to encourage them to come work for D-Wave. Now, Kindred, the first place you ever heard about Kindred on the internet was on this channel right here. I was talking about Kindred before anyone even knew what it was. Okay, if you guys remember, several months ago, I put out a video where the people at Kindred, which is the creator of the D-Wave, the finance guy behind the D-Wave quantum computer, Geordie Rose, he started a website, and I put it up. I'm going to say I was the first one to put it up. And when we put the video, when we put the website link up, there was nothing on it. It was. Now, bear with me, because I'm showing you a video I did in 2019 and then a video I did in 2016. But it's all going to tie together to present day. So bear with me. This tsunami of demons isn't coming. It's arriving. It's already here. And I think I've got the proof. Okay, so you see that. I put this up a long time ago, and now this plays. Now, real quick, let me show you somebody.
These are drawings done by a writer called H.P. Lovecraft. H.P. Lovecraft is a very strange person whose both of his parents ended up committed. This guy admittedly had night terrors, and he wrote quote-unquote science fiction. Parents were committed. He wanted to be a professional astronomer, but never finished high schools. He was best buddies with Harry Houdini, another person who was deeply steeped in the occult. He wrote 100,000 letters in his lifetime, didn't like sex. He suffered night terrors. He inspired Batman, Black Sabbath, South Park, and more. He's not buried under his headstone. And Kulu is one of the drawings I was just showing you. Now, why am I talking about H.P. Lovecraft? Well, because I'm not the only one talking about H.P. Lovecraft. I knew there would be something about the occult. Now, listen to this. Here's a video I put up about a year and a half ago, and it clearly shows CERN alluding to the Mandela effect. These guys were basically flaunting, or they were playing along, basically telling us that they were behind the Mandela effect. Now, why am I showing you H.P. Lovecraft? Why am I talking about the Mandela effect? Okay, here we go. Here's Jody Rose in his own words explaining that what they're pulling through from other dimensions, it wouldn't be accurate to call them demons because demons doesn't quite sum it up. In this video right here, you're going to hear Jody Rose in his own words explain that they have opened a literal tsunami and that mankind is not going to be ready for this. Here's Jordy in July talking about the Mandela effect, the quantum key to the pit, and the rumors that CERN and D-Wave are behind the Mandela effect, in his own words.
And ironically, my co-host on my YouTube channel, Anthony Patch, is on the wall behind Jordy Rose as he's talking, because he's trying to discount the pesky rumors that we started between CERN, D-Wave, quantum computers, H.P. Lovecraft, the great old ones, etc. Stay with me, because I'm going to show you the great old ones today that people are actually catching from airplanes on cameras. Great old ones are demons. These are not of God. These are demons, straight up. So stick with me.
His own words.
Over the years there, I got sent pajamas, a whole bunch of stuff. You know, there's lots of interesting things that happen when you build something like a quantum computer. But just as an aside, because I thought it was funny, one of the interesting things that's happened from the D-Wave story is there's this gigantic conspiracy that's arisen on the internet that goes like this. So D-Wave build quantum computers. The way that they work, if you know this, how this works, is one of the interpretations is that you tap into these parallel universes and they do computations. Sounds really weird. But
notice that he tries to ridicule his own words. You know, it sounds really weird. They tap into other dimensions, but he's clearly showing Anthony Patch, and he just basically glosses over the whole thing. But this is going to get much, much more serious. Now, and I also am playing this at a faster speed to avoid a copyright strike. So there's that.
What's happened is this idea has been hijacked to describe something called the Mandela effect, which is this thing where the past changes. So think about something you know to be true from the past. And then imagine you went out on the internet and you can't find it at all. It's not there. It doesn't match with your experience. So these people think that D-Wave is responsible, and CERN. And of course, the quantum key to the abyss factors into it somehow. I'm not exactly sure how. Okay, so that's just D-Wave. I did that for about 15 years.
In this video, he's saying that he's basically done with D-Wave, and he's working with Kindred, and they're going to make AI robots that can do every single solitary thing a human can do, but better. Now, notice the symbolism on his shirt, because these guys are loaded with it, because everything that they're doing is on the occult level, which is why they surround themselves with symbolism at all time. They have to. It's part of the deal. You see what I'm saying? It's all coincidental, but these guys are constantly and always wearing the symbolism. But I digress.
What you've heard about AI is not what we mean by AI. What we mean by AI is a software system that can do literally anything that a human can do. Literally anything. And obviously, computers are better at things than people in lots of different ways. So now imagine, not only can they do everything that a human can do, but they can do everything that the best human at any task could do better than them. So imagine there was the mental Olympics of the 100-meter dash, and Usain Bolt is the fastest person. Now imagine that's some kind of a mental thing, like writing a novel or writing whatever. Imagine now that the thing is so much faster than Usain Bolt, like, for example, it's a spaceship. Yeah, it's still doing the same thing, but it's doing it so much better because we're limited, because we're people. So what Kindred is trying to do is solve this problem. How do you build machines that are better than people at everything? Now, there's a mental block that we have here when we think about this. Because when you think about that, one of your questions might be, for example, what are the applications of this? So imagine this. Imagine for $10, let's say, I could build a machine, like a little robot that had fingers and eyes and all that, and it could do your job better than you, no matter what it is, and I could sell that to your employer for, say, $15 and make a profit instead of having to pay you $100,000 a year.
What I find funny is 10 years ago when I made this video explaining all this and warning people about his company, Jordy had already stepped down from D-Wave because it was done. Time to move on to the next venture, which was making AI robots that were indistinguishable from human beings. His exact wording, and I made a big deal out of that at the time. But at the time, I was a crazy conspiracy theorist. Well, isn't that weird, huh? AI replacing people's jobs, making AI so you don't have to pay someone $100,000 a year? What a weird thing, huh? What an idiot I was 10 years ago. Because we're living it right now, for those that don't get the sarcasm. But back to Jordy. And the tsunami of demons that's now here.
There's a reason that this was put in the Bible. There's just no two ways about it. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Now stay tuned, because Jordy is going to straight say this. And he also says the same thing that I say all the time. This is going on in the background, whether you know it or not. He also alludes to the fact that everyone's worried about the healthcare plan and sports and television and the news and politics while this continues to march on in the background. I've listened to this exact interview with Jordy, or this presentation with Jordy. I've listened to it at least 15 times since yesterday.
Now imagine that was true for every single job. So that's what we're talking about here, is a complete and utter transformative change that of the likes of which has never been seen before in the history of humanity, making the Industrial Revolution look like a little tiny blip on the path that humans have taken from when we emerged from the ooze a few billion years ago. We are right on the verge of that transition now. So this guy, Rich Sutton, is one of the most famous people in the academic world of AI.
Now listen. This guy is the guy behind the D-Wave quantum computer, the only quantum computer in the world that is accessing other dimensions, according to what they are telling us. He is telling us that we are on the verge right now. So pay attention, because what he is going to say should shape your entire future.
And like many, when asked, when will this happen, he says things like this. 25% chance within 13 years of this thing that I'm talking about. You know, when you think about what is on the, what you read on the news, you know, CNN, BuzzFeed, whatever, they're all kind of the same nowadays. Think about how unimportant that thing is that you're reading if this is true. Yeah? So what does this have to do with aliens? So Sam Harris, who I quite admire, is a very interesting guy. Was reciting this parable at a TED talk that he was giving, and it goes something like this. So, I'm the President of the United States. So I receive this message from the heavens. So my microwave dish, my SETI dish, finally captures something. And what it says is, in 50 years, or 13 years, we're coming to your planet. You gotta be ready. Now, just imagine what would happen if that happened. A super intelligent alien race beamed down a message to all of us Earthlings saying, we're coming July 13th, 2030, and boy, you better be ready, because the mothership is landing right on the front lawn of the White House, or wherever you wanted to land, on that day. the amount of resources that would be marshaled to try to figure out what to do would encompass the whole world. AI is just like that. So when this thing that I'm talking about happens, it's going to be exactly the thing that you're thinking about those super intelligent AIs. So the one thing I can tell you is they're not going to be like us. So alien means, you know, different. These things that we're building are not going to be people. They might be really smart, they might be really good at all sorts of different things, but they're not going to be like us. They're going to be aliens. And they're going to be, I'm sorry to say, way smarter than every single person in this room.
Now pay attention, because he's literally disclosing right this moment
that we can't even comprehend. So this, of course, triggers a lot of alarm. One of the guys who talks about this is Elon, who says things like this. Like, when you do this, beware. Because you think, just like the guy in the stories, that when you do this, you're going to put that little guy in a pentagram, and you're going to have your holy water out, and you're going to wave it at the thing, and by God, it's going to do exactly what you say, and not one thing more, but it never works out that way. So this is an attitude that some are having, this emerging alarmism about the way this is going to go. But these words, demons, doesn't capture the essence of what's happening here. I don't know if any of you are turn-of-the-century weird fiction fans, but there's this guy named H.P. Lovecraft, who's a very famous American weird fiction author. And he espoused a view which is called cosmicism. And the essence of cosmicism is cosmic indifference. So what he was saying is basically, yes, there are these massively intelligent entities out there, but they're not good, they're not evil. They just don't give a shit about you even in the slightest. The same way that you don't care about an ant is the same way they're not going to care about you. And these things that we're summoning into the world now are not demons. They're not evil. The same way that you don't care about an ant is the same way they're not going to care about you. And these things that we're summoning into the world now are not demons, they're not evil, but they're more like the Lovecraftian great old ones. There are entities that are not necessarily going to be aligned with what we want.
So many of you have seen those videos before, and the reason I'm putting the date on there is so you can differentiate from what I said 10 years ago to what I'm saying now. And I'm not the only one saying it. Regular AI, regular computing channels are actually starting to figure certain things out. Like, why are these guys completely obsessed with Lovecraft, the great old ones, and Cthulhu, which is not something you want to have around the house? Cthulhu's a bad dude. You see what I'm saying? H.P. Lovecraft's, both of his parents were committed because they lost their minds. He had night terrors. He wasn't buried under his headstone. Where is he? He's probably in a deep underground military base, still alive or being kept alive with some sort of AI technology of some sort. But look at what this regular mainstream channel has to say about the use of monsters, specifically Cthulhu, which is terrifying. And I'm still going to get to where you can actually see this tsunami of demons in the sky flying right now. This is real.
Something strange is happening. AI scientists are so worried they're making a monster, they chose a literal Lovecraftian creature as the meme to represent AI. Since 2023, the Shoggoth has been everywhere. From Times Square to the Wall Street Journal to the New York Times, which called it the most important meme in AI. It's why we chose it as the icon for this channel. That some AI insiders refer to their creations as Lovecraftian horrors, even as a joke, is unusual by historical standards.
So do you see what I'm saying? They have the method, the means, and the motivation, and they've done it. And based on what we've seen since Trump was placed back in office in 2025, it's full steam ahead. They don't care about anything. They're putting data centers absolutely every place because I believe the massive amounts of electricity are required for these great old ones to come into our physical realm 24/7. Do you see what I'm saying? It's astonishing that this is even happening and people just don't even seem to be aware. All the while, the government, Hollywood, music, television are all prepping us for aliens arriving one way or the other. The problem is they're not interstellar. They never have been. They've always been here. They were here before us, I believe. They're interdimensional. God put a veil between the spiritual and God put a veil between the physical. And using CERN and quantum computers and now AI, they've torn the veil. And I guess they're getting ready to do it completely because that's what they're telling us. And now, the great old ones, the depictions from H.P. Lovecraft that we've seen so often, Cthulhu, etc., are now appearing in the skies to the point where the mainstream's literally talking about it, and people are recording them from airplanes at 30,000 feet. There's a reason that every other religion is honored except for Christianity. Christianity is badmouthed. Christianity is misinterpreted. Christianity is just a joke. Some guy sitting up in a cloud, it's ridiculous. It lets you know that we're in the end times. We're in the end times really bad right now. And the Bible warned us of all of these things coming to pass. Even the elect could be deceived if that were possible. Think about that. Think about that. Because if you haven't been born again of water in the name of Jesus Christ, do so right away. Learn to pray unceasingly. Whenever you're not thinking about anything else, say a prayer. Say a prayer because you're going to need discernment like you've never even imagined in your entire life when this all happens. And according to them, it's going to be the sixth month, the third day of 2026. Isn't that convenient? You see what I mean? Because they never draw. It's all about signs and symbols. At any rate, it was the sixth month, the 12th day in the year 2026. 6-12-26. At any rate, this is Richie from Boston. You need to understand that even the people that I know that are covering this type of topic don't seem to have any urgency to them. Do you realize how quickly the 12 months of 2025 went by? Well, the first of the year just started today, and the sixth month of the year will be coming very quickly. Stay grounded in the Word. Pray unceasingly, and if you haven't been born again, get born again as soon as you can. Don't make any excuses. Don't make any shortcuts. You wouldn't do it for anything else. Your faith should be the top of your list right now because this is really, really happening. It's not coming anymore. It's here. And it's about to reveal itself this year. There's a reason The Economist put out two covers. They've never done that before. And one of them had no explanation other than the fact that if you look at it, it's the spiritual world combining with the physical world. Richie from Boston, and I'm out.